Games in the water. Some of Krishna's favorite games are water games. The boys can't think of anything more fun. They compete in diving. Who can swim further? Who can swim faster? Who can catch the ball first? And who can stay underwater the longest? When the gopis appear on the shore, if the boys have paints with them, they start splashing each other and the gopis from homemade paint squirting tubes. And then the water and the air are filled with all kinds of colors. The mixing of colors on the water delights everyone present. And the painted children laugh at themselves and their friends. No one is offended because everyone is colorful and happy. Sometimes Krishna, looking at the golden lotuses growing in the Yamuna, swims very close to them, admiring them. He closes his eyes and breathes in their fragrance. One day, Srimati Radharani, whose skin color is like gold, decided to play a joke on Krishna. Approaching those golden lotuses, she hid. When Krishna came to bathe, he suddenly felt an extraordinary fragrance coming from the side where the golden lotuses were growing. Closing his eyes, he wanted to understand which flower smelt so wonderful. For some time, Krishna swam towards the fragrance. Feeling that the fragrance was very close, he opened his eyes and saw the lotus shimmering like gold. Krishna then touched the lotus, wanting to get a closer look at it. However, that flower suddenly began to float away from Krishna. Not understanding what was happening, Krishna looked at the lotus. And what did he see? That beautiful golden lotus flower was Srimati Radharani herself. Her lotus-like face, marvelous fragrance and golden skin color confused even Krishna himself. As Radha sailed further and further away from him, laughing merrily, and Krishna, realizing that he had confused the lotus with Radhika's face, laughed too. Since then, Radha and Krishna have been hiding in the flowery thickets of the Yamuna. And friends have been looking for them for long periods of time among the blue and golden lotuses.